Hello, welcome to Locked On Sharks, the premier hockey podcast of your favorite team in the Bay Area. And today we're going to kind of take a little refresher, get ready for free agency, which starts on Wednesday. Look at kind of the calendar for this week and where the Sharks currently sit in their cap space. All that and more on today's episode of Locked On Sharks.
You're Locked On Sharks, your daily podcast on the San Jose Sharks. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
I'm your host, JD Young, and contributor at Fear the Fin in San Jose Hockey Now. Of course, I want to thank you guys for making us your first listen. We're free and available wherever you get podcasts. And of course, you can find us on YouTube as well. And busy week this week. We've got a lot of NHL calendar stuff as we kind of turn the page on the new NHL year, I guess, as it officially starts this week. And so we're going to kind of look at the calendar for this week, moves that we expected or don't expect the Sharks to make, and then end this episode by kind of looking at a roster projection as of right now and how much cap space that gives the Sharks to play with as they head into free agency. But first, of course, I want to let you guys know that today's episode is brought to you by BetOnline. BetOnline gets you covered this season with more props, odds, and lines than ever before. BetOnline, where the game starts. All right, so the calendar. So the big thing to first is there's a couple of things, right? So Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern time or 2 o'clock Pacific time, that's when qualifying offers are due for RFAs. So the Sharks do have a handful of RFAs that they still need to give qualifying offers to, or extend if they would prefer, like to extend qualifying offers to. So, these restricted free agents, there are a couple of big names in here, a new Shark in here. And so, basically what happens is after 2 p.m. Pacific time, if the Sharks do not offer them a qualifying offer, they become unrestricted free agents, and they're free to sign with any team. That could be, they could re-sign with the Sharks, so they could go out and they'll become part of the pool of free agents that could be signed on Wednesday. So the first one, so let's go down the list in kind of alphabetical order here. So I'm going to go through the list and see who's available and then what their Evolving Hockey has their projected contract at. So Alexander Chmielewski, he's projected at a 2-year, $750,000. I think he gets re-signed. He's, you know, you can continue to bring him up and down. But if, you know, especially being a center, I think he will be kind of that tweener guy next season. So he'll probably be their Dylan Gambrell memorial. I'm going to probably be bounced between the Sharks and the Cuda about 7 times in a season. So next is one, Jonathan Dahlin. He is projected a 2 years, a little over $2 million contract. But according to Shang Peng of San Jose Hockey Now, he may not even be getting an RFA, which to me is baffling. He was fifth on the Sharks last year with 12 goals, and he's played 61 NHL games. I know his road to the NHL hasn't been the smoothest of roads. You know, he's dealt with concussions. He was traded a few times, dealt with concussions in Utica, wasn't given the best support system while he was with the Canucks prospect. You know, when the Sharks acquired him, they let him go play in Sweden with the Hockey Allsvenska League for a couple of years to try to really regain his confidence. And he came out of the season, you know, and looked dynamic and looked like a potential 20-30 goal scorer. And then he struggled the back half of the season. And I think a lot of that stems with that shoulder injury where, if you remember, he was going around the net and he got his arm like caught in the net. And if he like popped his shoulder or something, and I don't know if he ever, and then that and then he had another concussion. He had COVID bouts. And I don't think he ever really kind of got back on track this season. And, you know, I get Mike Greer is trying, you know, he wants to try to find his guys and stuff, but it just seems kind of crazy to give up on a guy after 61 games, even if you, you know, give him a qualifying offer and go from there. Like, you know, I wouldn't be shocked if he signs with the team and then he's just producing goals because he's put in the right situation. I know he's not a bottom six type of guy. And of course there's rules in the NHL where you can only have so many good players on the ice at a time, but that was a joke. But it's just giving up on a guy after 61 games feels really, really short-sighted to me, to be honest. And I think he showed enough, especially at the beginning of the year, to keep him around and see, you know, at least bring him into camp and see what happens. And then if things aren't working out, you can trade him, or, you know, like there's ways to kind of to deal with it. So I don't know. Just letting him walk for free seems kind of crazy to me. So, but that's just me. What do I know? Let's see. Jonah Gadovich expected 1 year, 800, basically a little bit more than Vet Min. He'll probably get a minimum deal. Noah Gregor, 2 years at 1.243. I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah, that sounds about right. Basically 2 years at a $1 million or so feels about right for Noah Gregor. He did a lot of the little stuff. He didn't score a bunch, but I think you're going to see a regression to the mean when it comes to scoring for one Noah Gregor. Let me pull up his shooting percentage this year, which was not very good. I think he shot, let's see. Noah Gregor shot at a very 5.1% shooting percentage. 2020 season in 30 games, he shot at like 8%. And then his first season when he played 28 games, he shot at like 9%. So we're going to see regression to the mean. If Noah Gregor's shooting around 8% instead of the 5% that he was shooting at this year, you're going to feel a lot better about Noah Gregor. So, yeah, I think for a third line guy, $1 million, fine. And then new shark, Luke Kunin, 2 years, $2.390 million. And I'm still not, he provides a lot of like the dirty work stuff, but I'm still like, he takes a ton of penalties. He had one more goal than like Jonathan Dahlin while playing 20 more games. I'm going to be wait and see, but I'm very hesitant on Luke Kunin. So Mario Ferraro, he'll be interesting because I assume at this point he's just going to get an RFA deal and then they'll try to work out a long-term deal at some point. 2 years at 2.317, which I feel that's a little undervalued for Ferraro. I would expect him to get a little bit more, but I know the Sharks are, as we'll find out later in this episode, the Sharks are going to be very, very tight against the cap. Nicholas Melash, 1 year, basically 800,000. That's fine, especially if it's still a two-way contract where he can bounce back and forth. And then Kaapo Kähkönen is projected at 1 year, a little under $2.5 million. So I really liked Kähkönen's play down at the end of the stretch, and they're going to have to figure something out between Reimer, Hill, and Kähkönen. But all the three of them, I would feel he has the strongest chance of being on the team next year. So before we continue and kind of look at the rest of the calendar and then a projected roster as the Sharks head into free agency, let's take a quick break, talk to you guys about our friends over at Athletic Greens. Athletic Greens, great way to kind of take control of your gut health. Nothing worse than trying to go to the store and buy a bunch of the, you know, vitamins and minerals and see what works. And then you spend a bunch of that. With this, it is, you wake up, you scoop one delicious scoop of AG1, you're absorbing 75 high quality vitamins, minerals, superfoods, and probiotics to help you start your day right. This special blend of ingredients supports your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy, recovery, focus, aging, all these things. And again, the price, it's way better than having to go buy all these different vitamins and minerals. It's less than $3 a day. It's cheaper than your cold brew habit. It's cheaper than buying all the different supplements. And you're investing in all-in-one nutritional insurance. And Athletic Greens has over 7,000 five-star reviews recommended by professional athletes, trusted by leading health experts. So they're making it easy for you to go try. And when you do, you get a free one-year supplement supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and five free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is go to athleticgreens.com/NHL Network, athleticgreens.com/NHL Network to take ownership of your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. If you hear any, I apologize in advance, if you hear any crackling or noises, my youngest one is eating about 5 feet away from me. So he's giving me a little smile right now as he does it. So, all right, so let's get into the next part of the calendar. So Tuesday, July 12th, RFAs can be contacted for offer sheets. I would be surprised if the Sharks have any RFAs that would be worth someone trying to offer sheet. And I don't think the Sharks are going to be trying to offer sheet anybody because, one, we don't see offer sheets that often. And two, teams get really, about it. I mean, we've seen with the Hurricanes and the Canadiens where they're very kind of catty about it, where, you know, it's like, oh, we're going to offer $20 million or $20 more. And, you know, it's, I don't think they really work out for teams the way that they want. Last year, the Canadian or the Hurricanes, they offer cheated, I'm totally blank on the guy's name. Jesper Kakaneni, and it didn't really work out too well with the Hurricanes this year. So again, and then the picks you have to give up with it. I think the Sharks, especially with the roster that they're probably going to be trotting out their opening night, they should probably keep their picks for the draft because the draft is supposed to be very deep this year with a lot of high quality talent at the top end. And I think I would rather just work towards that. So next thing on July 12th, Tuesday at 5 p.m. Pacific time or 2 p.m. Eastern time, the first buyout window closes. And the name that's been kind of circled for the Sharks as a potential buyout is Mark Edward Vlasic. But I don't think they're going to buy him out at this point. We he was at the draft. It'd be really weird optics to, I know he was in Montreal. He's from Montreal, the Montreal area, et cetera, et cetera. I think it would just be really weird optics to have Vlasic at the draft and then like 4 days later buy him out. And some of the other guys like Šimek, it's not worth buying out. You're not saving the money if you try to buy out Šimek. If you want to buy out Kevin LeBanc, which we haven't heard any whispers of them even being interested in doing that, it probably wouldn't save you that much money. Here, I'm pulling up the Kevin LeBanc buyout right now. So if you bought out Kevin LeBanc, you would save basically say $4 million the next 2 years, and then you would have a cap hit of about $2 million for the 2 years after that. So I think you could try to trade Kevin LeBanc if you want to, but I think it's better to have him just on your team and try to rebuild his value, and then you could take him into next season as an expiring contract and, you know, potentially ship him off there type of situation. We'll get to this here soon, but it feels very much like this is just going to be kind of a wait and see season with the Sharks. And I think they're just going to kind of go in as is, see, and then kind of assess the team after this season with a new GM and a new head coach and kind of see where the team is. And if the season goes badly, then you can kind of sell off assets and prepare for the draft, or if the season goes better than expected, that you can kind of go from there. So, but my sense right now going to this season is it's probably going to be a very quiet season. As much as Mike Greer talked about trying to get cap flexibility and stuff, I just I think they're just going to kind of let things play out right now and try to kind of figure things out from as they get more information. So, and then of course, Tuesday at midnight, UFAs lose their ability to re-sign for 8 years. So that's kind of the one thing, right, is where teams do have, if you're offering a contract to somebody, you can, and they're already on your team, you can offer them that 8 year, which is kind of the enticing piece of re-signing, you know, something that, you know, teams have, that little extra ammo teams have that allows them to kind of compete with keeping their own guys. You know, the Sharks have several 8 year contracts on their books, including Brent Burns, Couture got an 8 year, Eric Carlson got 8 years, Tomas Hertl got 8 years. So, yeah, that's kind of one of the nice, you know, we just saw Philip Forsberg with the Predators got an 8 year deal. So, yeah, that is the max amount you can offer. And then when you go into free agency, which will start at noon Eastern time or 9 a.m. on Wednesday, the most that they can offer is a 7 year deal for new free agents. So just something to keep in mind. I'm sure most of you guys already know these rules, but just, you know, a nice refresher, you know, maybe people are coming into hockey and we don't want to gatekeep these people. We want everyone to kind of just a nice reminder for everyone. So, before we continue, we're going to, look at my projected opening night roster for the Sharks as they head into free agency, and it kind of gives, or at least not opening night, but probably their roster right now, where they kind of stand and how much money that leaves the Sharks going into free agency. But before we do that, let's take a quick break and talk to you guys about our friends over at Bet Online. You guys know BetOnline is the number one source for all your betting needs and sports information. Find all the latest sports developments, including league reviews, news. They've got you covered for Major League Baseball. NFL starts next week or next month. Training camps are going to be starting here soon. You can go bet on Summer League. If you're a degenerate, please do so. It's insane just to bet on Summer League, but you do you. I'm not judging. So BetOnline's got you covered. They're the fastest and easy way to check on all your favorite sports and events, including MMA, boxing, and golf. So head to their website today. Use your mobile device to learn more about the trends in action. BetOnline, where the game starts. All right. My projected roster for the Sharks. So I posted this. If you follow me on Twitter, I posted this on Twitter already. But so I re-signed some of their RFAs, you know, and I use Evolving Hockey's model to re-sign guys, and then brought a couple guys up. So first line, Timo Meier, Tomas Hertl, Alexander Barabanov. All those guys are under contract right now. If it's not broken, don't fix it if it's not broken. My second line, William Eklund, Logan Couture, Kevin LeBanc. It's not the worst second line in the world. If Eklund is who we think he is, I feel like this is it's pretty diverse line. Couture can help kind of cover for defensive miscues. And then if Kevin LeBanc can kind of bounce back to the Kevin LeBanc that was paid to be Kevin LeBanc, you know, I feel like a potential bounce back season from LeBanc, you know, you wouldn't be too bad with that. So, the third line, Rudolph Bolsters, Thomas Bortolo, Noah Gregor. Noah Gregor, I had it re-signed at the 1.243 for 2 years. And then a fourth line of Nick Bonino, Matt Nieto, and Luke Kunin. I guess, I mean, you can, Kunin, you can kind of move up or down depending on how you feel with him. But I just slotted him on the fourth line there because I wanted to get his cap space in. You know, if he took Noah Gregor's spot on the second line or Kevin LeBanc's spot on the Noah Gregor's spot on the third line or Kevin LeBanc's spot on the second line, it's fine. I'm more worried about the cap space criteria than who's actually playing on what line. But and then I had Alexander Shmelevsky as my extra. So again, I have a feeling Shmelevsky, you know, you could also put Scott Reedy or pick your, you know, your whoever you would like type of there. Again, I'm worried more about kind of the cap space implications here. On defense, I have Ferraro at his 2.317 with Brent Burns. Nikolai Knyazhov, who's, you know, back from injury at his eight, he signed a deal at 850,000 with Erik Karlsson. And then I have Vlasic and his 7 million with Ryan Merkley. And then you also have Jacob Megna and at his 762,000 and Radim Šimić has 2.25. So neither one of those two guys are waivers eligible to the, or I mean, you'd have to, they'd have to pass through waivers to go to the Barracuda. Šimić, I wouldn't be surprised though if he's still moved at some point, just because I feel like the writing's on the wall with there. And even if the Sharks have to attach an asset to get rid of him, you know, you, they just got an extra, they do have an extra fifth round pick next year from the Blue Jackets. You could, you know, maybe trade that and or something just to try to move on from Šimić. So whatever. Yeah. Just because, yeah, I think especially a team, maybe if they're looking to add, try to get to that floor, he might be an asset. So, and then, James Reimer and Kaapo Kähkönen, I traded, Aiden Hill to Edmonton just to get him off the roster for like a fifth round pick. Again, the trade doesn't matter as much as the cap space. So this roster of 23 with a salary cap of 82,500,000, their cap hit is $80,674,834, leaving them $1.825166 million in cap space. So what does that mean? That means the Sharks are going to be they're going to be shopping with the coupons again this year. So unless one of their RFAs comes very much, and again, I didn't re-sign Dahlin, just because of the news that he's probably not going to get re-signed. You know, and then the other guys, you know, Gadovich, I would resign him. He's in the, like, he can go back to the Barracuda. You know, Milosh, I would have in the Barracuda to start the season as well, especially with the other two guys where they're not waivers exempt. So yeah. And then even looking at the Sharks, if they're at their potential RFA or like UFA guys, none of those guys are really kind of like, you're not really like clamoring. So yeah, UFA guy, like the only really ones are Ryan Dzingel, who's not coming back. And he was on the CUDA. Hobblewalks, you could resign him and put him back in the minors or whatever. It doesn't, you know, if he doesn't want to resign type of deal, you could just resign him to an AHL contract, et cetera. Anthony Boteto, he was, again, UFA. That's, he's not coming back if he, so. And then Alex Stalock, UFA goalie. You just signed Straussman. You have Zachary Iman if you want to re-sign. Sachenko, he's an RFA type of thing. But I'm just looking more at guys who are going to be most likely on the Sharks this season. So what this tells me is unless the Sharks do something drastic here this week, they're probably going to be pretty happy with just rolling out the same team. See if maybe a new coach can kind of change their direction and give Mike Greer a year to kind of analyze and see where the team needs to improve. And then, you know, tank for Bedard, I guess. So if the season goes bad, you can pivot towards more of a tanking mode. If the season starts out well, then you can kind of go from there. But I don't think he's going to come in and kind of just, you know, he talks about cap flexibility and stuff. I think he's just right now just going to be kind of in a, using this season as an information mode and try to gather as much information as possible and go from there. And I think this is just going to lead to the Sharks getting a high draft pick, which is perfectly fine, especially in what's supposed to be a very, very good draft pick with a lot of high end talent at the top. So yeah. That's going to do it for today's episode. Again, just wanted to kind of give you guys a quick kind of reminder of the calendar for this season, where the Sharks are currently sitting with their cap space, which is less than $2 million if all the RFAs are re-signed at kind of their projected type of contracts. And wanted to kind of give you that. So as we head into a busy week in the calendar, be back tomorrow. We'll discuss any news that breaks. Of course, we'll, you know, any of the RFAs, if there's any news there, we've got you guys covered there on Tuesday. And then Wednesday, I'll be around all day in case the Sharks do make any moves in free agency. We'll have that covered for you guys as well. And then next week, start to kind of dig into into some of these prospects that the Sharks just got and kind of learn more about them and trying to set up some interviews and all that fun stuff. So yeah, make sure you guys are locked in or locked on wherever you get podcasts, Apple, Spotify. Of course, you can find us as well on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. You can also watch on YouTube. We are, I think, about 1,100 subscribers. So appreciate all the new subscribers, especially with the draft that you guys found us, and really, really appreciate that. And then go check out, once you're done listening to this, go check out the Locked On NHL channel. They've got all the news by local experts covering you guys Monday through Friday, and help you guys get, you know, bigger NHL topics as well. So we'll be back tomorrow. Bye, friends.